From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Congress is poised to pass a long-term transportation bill this week to repair and build roads, bridges, and mass transit. That has not happened since 2005. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, House and Senate negotiators have reached a bipartisan agreement only days before a short-term transportation funding bill is set to expire.
For the past 10 years, Congress has resorted to short-term patches, passing bills to fund transportation for no more than 2 years at a time. Now, negotiators have reached a deal on a $300 billion measure that will last 5 years. The challenge has always been how to pay for all the highways, rails, and transit that needed fixing and maintaining. The gas tax, now at 18.4 cents a gallon, has been an inadequate source of funding for a long time. And now Congress has come up with additional ways to pay for transit projects, such as changes to customs fees. The bill also reauthorizes the Export-Import Bank, which provides guarantees to U.S. companies doing business overseas. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.
House lawmakers have passed two resolutions to block President Obama's plan for reducing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the plan would hurt jobs, lead to higher electricity costs, and make the nation's energy supply less reliable. The House votes were held as the president returned from the Global Climate Change Summit in Paris, where the U.S. pledged to cut carbon emissions by up to 28% over the next 10 years. Chicago's police superintendent has resigned at the mayor's request amid ongoing protests over a police shooting 13 months ago. As NPR's David Shaper reports, dash cam footage of the incident was released last week under court order.
Under intense political pressure himself over what many consider to be a heinous police shooting and over why the city fought for months to try to keep the video from going public, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel acknowledges his police department has lost the confidence and trust of many city residents. So he thanks Superintendent Gary McCarthy for his service.
But now is the time for fresh eyes and new leadership to confront the challenges the department and our community and our city are facing as we go forward.
The mayor is also appointing a task force to recommend changes to police training, supervision, and accountability to help build and restore trust and confidence in Chicago's police force. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The United States is sending additional special operations troops to Iraq. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the troops will carry out raids against Islamic State militants there and in neighboring Syria, rescue hostages, and gather intelligence. The new force is separate from a previous one that was sent to coordinate U.S.-backed rebels who are fighting in Syria's civil war. This is NPR News. A chickenpox outbreak has prompted a Delaware judge to cancel Wednesday's detention hearing for a Secret Service officer. Lee Robert Morris is charged with trying to solicit sex from an undercover agent he allegedly thought was a 14-year-old girl. Moore is being held at the Philadelphia Federal Detention Center, where the outbreak has occurred. He faces a federal charge of trying to transfer obscene material to a minor and state charges of sexual solicitation of a child under 18 and providing obscene material to a minor. A Refugee agency is refusing to stop bringing Syrian refugees to Texas, despite a threat of legal action by the state government. NPR's John Burnett reports that Texas Governor Greg Abbott is pledging to do all he can to block resettlement of the refugees there.
The International Rescue Committee says that its Dallas branch will not pick and choose which refugees it assists. Rather, it will help any, quote, who have been admitted lawfully to the United States. The nonprofit receives federal dollars administered by the state to place refugees in Texas. The state health commissioner warned he would halt funding and possibly sue any agency that continues to work with Syrian refugees in Texas. Governor Abbott is one of 31 governors who vowed to reject Syrians, fearing there could be terrorists among them. The U.S. Office of Refugee Resettlement has told Texas and the other states they have no authority to block refugees based on their nationality. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Stocks rallied today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 168 points. Asian shares are mixed lower in Tokyo. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.